welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'd like to conclude the message I've been sharing about God's purposes in the difficult times that we go through. The Word tells us that to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Our times are in His hands, and there are times that we go through, times of testing, temptation, and trouble. But we have to remember, just as Job did not understand all that was happening to him, yet there was a grand display in the courts of heaven of someone who could go through the worst kind of testing and loss. Yet, though God would slay him, he said, yet will I trust him. And he maintained his integrity, and also that God demonstrated that it wasn't just because of God's blessings in his life, but because Job really loved God. And he was able to prove to Satan, who said, well, it's just because you've blessed him that he'll serve you, but take away his blessings, he'll curse you to his face. To your face. And of course, that's not what happened. And so we understand that there are purposes that we may not fully see. You may not understand why you're going through the things you're going through right now, but there is a purpose. And as we look at the things that we go through, why does God allow pain? Well, there are four things I'd like to share with you that when we go through pain, these are some of the purposes we might understand that are at work in that situation. First of all, we have to share with others that, you know, there's a reality that pain will get your attention. Isn't that true? Proverbs 20 and 30 says, the blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil, so do stripes the inward parts of the belly. We're not designed to carry pain because mankind was meant to live in a state of perfection and joy and peace in the Garden of Eden, and we will again in ages to come with the Lord. But pain is a part of this earthly existence because of sin and death, which is the last enemy to be put underfoot. So if we're going to help other people, we must be honest and we must be willing to be vulnerable. We have to be honest and open and transparent, if you will, to those whom God would lead you to do so, about the feelings you have, about your faults, your failures, your frustrations, and your fears. And we see every one of these expressed in the pages of God's Word at one time or another in the very life of the Apostle Paul. For example, about his feelings, in 2 Corinthians 6:11, Paul said, I've kept nothing back from you, men of Corinth. I've opened my heart to you. He was being transparent. That's what he said, and in his dealings with them. And then as far as faults, well, in Galatians 6 and 5, the Living Letters translation says, each of us must bear some faults and burdens of his own, for none of us is perfect. And of course, Paul understood frustrations. Romans 7, 18 and 19 says, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would do, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. So he expressed the frustration and the battle that occurs between walking in the Spirit and fulfilling the lusts of the flesh. And also, he was willing to admit his failures. He didn't run from the past. 1 Timothy 1 and 15 says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the chief. He would never forget that he had been given much grace, but that in his zealousness of his unredeemed state that he killed and persecuted the Church of Jesus Christ. And also, Paul had fears in 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 20. This is the Message translation. He says, "I do admit that I have fears that when I come, you'll disappoint me, and I'll disappoint you. And in frustration with each other, everything will fall to pieces. Quarrels, jealousy, flaring tempers, taking sides, angry words, vicious rumors, swelled heads, and general bedlam." Goodness. And so we have to be, to understand that pain can get our attention. And then secondly, we need to share what we've learned in the process. It's much better to learn from someone else. Years ago, I found a little plaque, and I had it in on my desk in the UCM offices, and it said, "Learn from the mistakes of others. You'll never live long enough to make them all yourself." Isn't that true? So what can we say? There are three lessons that God wants us to learn from pain. First and most importantly is that we need to depend on God's love. 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, verses 8 through 9 says, "For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us." So depending on God's love, and then, of course, following God's word. Whatever situation you might find yourself in, there is a promise in the word of God that you need to stand on, that will give you the courage and strength you need. Whatever it is, doesn't matter what the area of need, that there is a promise in God's word for you. For it says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." So, what do we learn from pain? We need to depend on God's love, to follow God's word, and also that we really need other people. Romans, the first chapter, verse 11 and 12 says, "For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end that ye may be established, that is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith of both you and me." So we do need one another. So what are the four things that I'm sharing? Well, first of all, share with others how pain got your attention. Share what you've learned in the process. And then, thirdly, to share that God can bring good out of bad. And I'm sure probably the scripture that comes to mind is that which is found in Romans 8:28. "Yes, we know that all things go on working together for the good of those who keep on loving God." Praise God. Who are called according to his purpose. Amen. Who keep on loving God. That's the important thing. It's not just a one-time experience, but that in our entire life is a searching, is a adventure, if you will, to know God more and to love him more and to understand him more. Romans 8 and 18 says, Paul speaking, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." And then lastly, the fourth thing is to share with others how Jesus gives us hope. Share with others how God gave you hope in the desperate situation that you were in. We're to be a hope dispenser. 1 Peter 3 and 15 says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of a hope that is in you with meekness and with fear. Praise God. So, beloved, we do go through difficult times. We do go through situations that we don't know how we're going to get out of, except we know the Lord is with us and He's going to make a way, even where there seems to be no way. And as we look at the Word of God, what can we say? That we all want to walk in the power of His resurrection, but we need to experience also the fellowship of His sufferings. I'm going to stop right now because I sense there's someone listening that has, you're crying out to God for a breakthrough, and you've been fighting some of the sadness and sorrows from a lot of disappointments in the past. And what I just sense the Lord saying to you is, don't let that disappointment and that failure of the past hold you back from receiving from Him now, because it's a new day. You know, we're to forget those things that are past and press on for what God has for us today. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, beloved, that the night is indeed coming, and the day is far spent. Take heed, I say to you, for your God knows the need of your life. And as you surrender to me, and as I minister to you, you shall be prepared not only with your lamp burning, but with the cruse of oil filled full. Let the choosing of this hour be the choice that is given to you in the wisdom and understanding of the Most High God. Beloved, choose to stand before the Lord with an eye single for His glory and a heart prepared to do His will. And you shall be ready in the brightness of the noonday sun, or in the midnight hour when darkness covers the face of the earth. For the Spirit of the Lord shall be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway. And you shall not stumble, but you shall go straight forward in the will and the authority of your God. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. These blessings are for you. Don't say, as others have said, that it doesn't belong to me, because I say it is for you. I yearn to fill you with my overflowing presence and love, such as you've not known all the days of your life, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, my time has flown by, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me, and I invite you to tune in next time as we share whatever God has for us. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. Won't you write? If you're being blessed by the broadcast, I'd love to hear from you. Thank you, and God bless you. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.